hanging around. Everybody wants a rock to wind a piece of string around. Throw the crib door wide, let the people crawl inside. Someone in this town is trying to burn the playhouse down. They want to stop the ones who want a rock to wind a string around. But everybody wants a rock to wind a piece of string around. Throw the crib door wide, let the people crawl inside. Someone in this town, trying to burn the playhouse down. They want to stop the one-two-one, rock to wind a string around. But everybody wants to rock to wind a piece of string around. If I were a carpenter, I'd hammer on my foot. I'd collect the $7 and I'd buy a big prosthetic forehead and wear it on my real head. Everybody wants prosthetic foreheads on their real heads. Everybody wants prosthetic foreheads on their real heads. Throw the crib door wide, let the people crawl inside. Someone in this town is trying to burn the playhouse down. They want to stop the ones who want prosthetic foreheads on their heads. But everybody wants prosthetic foreheads on their real heads. Throw the crib door wide, let the people crawl inside. Someone in this town is trying to burn the foreheads down. They want to stop the ones who want to rock to wind a string around. But everybody wants to rock to wind a piece of string around.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thursday night. Wait, is it Thursday night?
Yeah, something like that.
Thursday night. And this is a little pre-Pirates of the Caribbean radio show for all y'all.
We're gonna
go see a midnight show tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun because Johnny Depp is so dreamy.
So you prefer Johnny Depp to Orlando Bloom?
I would say that anyone in the right mind prefers Johnny Depp to Orlando Bloom. Given the, I feel like Johnny Depp would have been better as Legolas.
I'd rather have to fight Orlando Bloom than Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why? Because you think that he's kind of a homo and is probably no good at fighting?
Yes.
But plus, Johnny Depp would just be so unpredictable.
I wouldn't be able to hit Johnny Depp because he's so pretty. You know, I was like,
what if you wanted to...
You'd find it easy to hit Orlando Bloom because he's so pretty.
I think that's precisely the way that I feel. Big content lately.
Video game stuff. Yeah.
First time a new zone has been added in a while. So that was fun. We took some stuff that Riff had written for a long
time.
Came
out good. Turned out it wasn't as finished as we thought it was.
We got working on it. Grokdamad points out in our little handoff conversation that Keira Knightley is no slouch. That is indeed the truth.
Wait, what?
Keira Knightley is no slouch.
I don't know what her posture is, so I couldn't say.
She's just...
Oh, in terms of prettiness.
She's just not a slouch.
Okay.
Yeah. Keira Knightley. She's attractive.
I don't remember what she's been in.
She's been in... she was in Love, Actually, if you're like me, you've seen 500 times. But I don't think you are like me.
Apparently not.
Date a girl.
She was in the first Pirates of the Caribbean. She was in...
Princess of Thieves,
which was like a Robin Hood. Take off where she was,
Okay.
She's continued to be.
So she's like the female Kevin Costner.
Yeah, in all movies. So
she was in the movie Aqualand, where she was a post-apocalyptic
high
ocean warlord. Yeah, dances with cheetahs.
Dances with what?
About Aborigines in the jungle and their culture and smoking their peace pipes.
These guys are old. That's all I have to say about that.
Ha ha. You don't have to be old to love Kevin Costner.
Sure you do.
It does help because it makes you more likely to be senile, I guess.
Yeah.
The more senile you are, the more likely you are to love Kevin Costner. Yeah. Grokman points out that she was naked in the hole. I'll get naked in her hole.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. There's a movie, The Hole, apparently, has Keira Knightley naked.
Okay, yeah. That's going on that some Netflix list.
Has a lot to, yeah, has a lot to recommend it.
At 16.
Alrighty. At 16?
Yeah, because Britain.
Oh, because Britain. Wow, is it illegal to have that movie here?
I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, so radio, we got some radio bug bar questions from what day did we roll out the, it was the 4th that we rolled out the Whitey's Grove stuff, so they'll be,
yeah, thereabouts, because we the festive dismemberment trophy that everyone loved. Everyone just loved the shit out of that.
Of the what?
The festive dismemberment trophy.
Oh yeah, no, that made a lot of people happy.
All
just
what,
like
12 people that got it.
140 people were eligible at rollover. That's less than 0.1% of our player base.
I was really surprised at how few people tried.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on, people. Get the holidays.
The thing is, I think we said we wouldn't do anything for 4th of July, you know, because we're not particularly patriotic, but I mean, that's, you know.
We couldn't help the whole blowing your fingers off thing. I mean, I like it when other people blow their fingers off.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's exciting.
It's natural selection. It works, I think.
Tater's Choice asked if on the 4th of July, Little Canada would wage war on the kingdom. No. Unless you count it as, you know, it was their idea to make that trophy. So really, they did declare war on not pissing people off. Bunny Bandler asked, why isn't there a Twinkly High main? Do you think that one will ever be implemented? I don't think so.
Yeah, we like the fact that the elemental mains are, or elemental wads are a little tougher to make than their non-elemental brethren.
Deftblade Leet requesting some songs, so don't have that song, so sorry. Flip says, we all know, or we know with the unique item plurals that you have jokes that no one can see. Does Thelonia have any mind control drops? Are they super tinkerable? That actually gave me an idea that I kind of like. So. Huzzah. Someone else says, fortune cookies are still useless. I did. I say huzzah pretty frequently, actually.
Not like that, though.
Huzzah.
That voice just freaks me out.
Yeah, that's totally new.
Huh, well, yeah.
No, it's not. That voice has been around. Blah.
120 minutes of creeping out hot stuff. Torek says, I think water balloons would be a wonderful addition to the hilarious object summoning skill. They could be thrown like bricks, though always at the other player. Also, if they hit a female character who was wearing a shirt, it could have fun additional effects.
Sigh.
Yeah. Plus 50% meat drops.
We can
get our kicks above the waistline. We can get our
kicks on. I prefer not to get kicked below the waistline. Yeah.
I prefer not to get kicked. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure they're getting kicked in the chest. This is really angry.
Or like in the ear.
Well, if you're going to get kicked.
If I was going to get kicked, I think I would want to get kicked in, like, the ass. I think that's what would hurt the least.
I'd like to get kicked in somebody else's ass.
Why would you? What would you be doing in somebody else's ass?
I'd like to get kicked, like, 3 feet to the left of the crotch.
This reminds me of an old Calvin and Hobbes cartoon where Calvin is sitting in a booth that says, kick to the ass, $1. And Hobbes walks up and he's like, business is terrible. I'm selling things that people need. Why won't they buy them? That was really funny.
It really said ass?
Do you know how I know you're gay?
What?
I saw that they were you were selling ad space in your rectum on Craigslist.
What?
No, there's a movie you should all see. It's called The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, okay.
It is hilarious. It's the funniest movie I've seen in a long time. And totally worth your while.
Funnier than Citizen Kane?
Yes.
Wow, holy
shit.
Yeah,
cool. I know.
Funnier than Schindler's List?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Although there is a girl with a red dress, so they're kind of the same that way.
Oh. Hey, so sorry to interrupt the show for this, but Phoenix is getting ready to go to the theater, go in and hold our seats, so we need to know how many people from this office are going.
Me.
So
Riff, I'm going to stay here.
Scully, hot stuff. Are Zly and Jez going? Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of us here.
And Patrick should be called.
Oh, right, right, right.
He has not been yet.
And anybody else that you guys call. I'm sure you guys are terribly excited to hear this rare glimpse into the social life of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let them have their pirate fun. I'm going to stay here and sleep.
Fred Levi says, hey, given what the Ultimate Wad was made of, shouldn't its image be animated? Yes, it should. Hot stuff?
Done.
Make it...
No, I'm not kidding. It's done.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well.
Good work.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm going to go look at the animation now.
Lusty Pirate Wench says, Ravioli suggests that we use mirror shards to create replacement window panes for those pesky brick throwers. The reflection of the window shine could also be a PvP deterrent for Moxie class. The shine in your eyes is greater than the shine in their teeth. Yeah, but then you wouldn't ever be able to ascend if somebody threw a brick at you.
Well, you could use it after you used it for its intentional purpose.
Oh, it doesn't go away?
No.
We should make that thing dissolve.
Well, the
or get, like, blown into pieces or something.
The mirror shard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bunya Bandler suggests playing Older by They Might Be Giants during the break, because as of the break, I will be 30 years old in half of America. Mwahaha. Thanks for all the tiny coffins, everybody.
that's really clever.
Bunya Bandler says, it says that you practice with your accordion when you use Moxie of the Mariachi. Why doesn't it give 15 turns instead of 5 when you have a rock and roll legend? I understand mechanically. Mechanically. That's just how it works.
Skills are not...
Yeah, self-buffs are not buffs. Picklish says, click for item description pictures on items from Hanks? What?
Like, I think, like, the, No, wait, that has the...
It's got the magnifying glass. It's not actually going to have item pictures.
Yeah,
but the magnifying glass does what you want it to do.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Including things that it doesn't. It does those, too. Because I'm just that good.
Vicky says, do you actually think that pickles and chow mein are the best food, like, in real life? Because that's weird. I don't know what I think is the best food.
Beef stew?
I mean, somebody once asked me, Jick, what is best in grocery store? And I was like, I would say that what I eat the most of is probably string cheese. I eat 3 or 4 things of string cheese a day, I think.
I think my favorite food is probably chicken tikka marsala, but there's no good Indian restaurants around here.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sad.
There's one down the way. There's the Royal Taj over there across from Ted's Hot Dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the corner of Southern and Broadway. Mm. Although that place is probably out of business by now, because every time we went in there, we were the only people in there.
Curses.
The food was good, and they had, like, a full bar, which is weird for an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, I like the food there. It was nice and spicy.
Yeah, it was tasty. The thing is that almost nobody there speaks English well enough for you to actually successfully order, so it's kind of awkward. But, you know, you just kind of have to, like, do a lot of pointing, and you end up with a lot
menu.
Of things that you didn't want.
Which you just, like, keep for later.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, like, a lack of English is often a good sign in terms of restaurants.
Authenticity,
yeah,
at least.
Authentic cuisine.
Let's see.
Go for it!
Gleeb says, why does Ronin continue even after you free the king if your run is sub 600 turns? Shouldn't it end when you free the king? Hot stuff. Justify this.
I remember that being important, and I don't remember why.
Well, we wanted people...
We wanted people to have to... when they eventually run out of all their prepared stuff, to have to stop and take some time to reload.
And if you're in sort of the weird situation during which you can pull off a sub Ronin Hardcore, we don't want you to use that as a loophole, which is, you know, kind of scary in its implications, but still.
Well, people do sub Ronin softcore ascensions all the time.
Yeah, but that's not the point. I'm just saying.
Oh, you mean in hardcore? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be bad.
Has anyone done a sub Ronin hardcore?
Yeah, that's been done.
Wow.
They're pretty rare, though.
Yeah.
Really? So even with all the bank skills and everything, sub 600 turn hardcore runs are still rare?
Yeah. Or either that, or just people are just taking their time and doing whatever.
Because you take several days to do something just because of the keys and stuff.
Yeah. Like all the 3 day runs are all above Ronin, because they are like 200 turn plus runs, I think. I'm not sure.
LSK says, can there be an easy way to view what your macros are in chat without having to say them aloud, risking humiliation? Yeah, go to your account menu and manage chat macros. That's an easy way to view them without saying them at all. Redpot says, how many clans are there? There is only one clan, the Ku Klux Klan.
That's not a very good clan to join. At least not now.
Really? I thought their ice cream socials are usually pretty fun.
but the initiation ritual, it sucks if you're not white.
Hey, where are all the white women at?
Yeah, really.
There are 20,091 clans.
How many, what clan ID number are we at?
Oh.
You mean, shouldn't have said that. Now Werebear's going to want to know all the clan IDs. When we told them they were monster IDs?
66,000.
Yeah.
66,000. Yeah. So that means only a third of current clans, or only a third of all clans that once were are currently in existence.
That was a very awkward.
There was a time when I had to nuke clans completely because
from orbit?
Yeah, it was the only way to be sure.
Damn.
Something got I don't even remember what happened. Something got all fucked up and I just destroyed all clans on purpose because like I think there was just some bug that everybody's coffers were suddenly infinite.
Oops.
Those were the days.
Yeah, so that was when the original Cool Guy crew, and among the first clans were the Cool Guy crew and the Tony Danza Extravaganza. I was
excellent.
So excited about the Tony Danza Extravaganza. I would have totally joined that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dreamer TK says, some people just have a ridiculous number of Mr. A's. Could there be some sort of Mr. Fortress that maybe recovered full HP / MP while resting and some sort of protection in PvP? I don't know that we want to put donation items in the campground.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a really serious ascension advantage.
I don't think you reset clan IDs when you did that.
No, I did not reset
clan
IDs. Because there are no clans lower than, like, 630 or something.
671. 671. The Leech Naxors is the first clan in the database now.
Yeah. Vicky says, there's a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead reference now. I love you. Or as my English class called it, RNGRD. Ronald and Grimace are dark?
That happens sometimes. Like once every 16 days.
Dalgar says, during hardcore runs, have character page actually lists softcore skills, albeit grayed out?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll think about it.
Euphoria Z says, how many custom avatars have been created, and does it interest you that each form is worth the same as a brand new video game? We didn't track them permanently for a long time, so I don't really know how many have been created.
Over 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's just nuts. I don't understand. You can see them all on...
Yeah, you could just count them on Cold Front, I guess. Is that thing still there?
Yeah, they broke it in. It was so large, they had to break it into the separate pages.
Dumbass says, what is the maximum amount of scrumptious reagents you can get in a day, and how many can you get if you're not a sorcerer, or both without them being sent to you? I mean, I don't know.
Three or five.
But then you can also farm for them.
You can get five, yeah, you could farm for them. So if you got incredibly lucky, I mean, you could conceivably get 205. Yeah, I mean, but... I see. Supposed to reply to that via message because you might not be able to listen to our show.
You can catch up in the forum thread. Since you're not listening, you can totally understand my advice. Let's see here. Cryan says, could you put an ultra in an ultra rare encounter at the Dire Warren? It's a lot of people farming it for it amuses me to know it. That's pretty funny.
You mean
you haven't found the ultra
rare
encounter?
Yeah, I can't believe nobody's actually seen that. The thing is, I wouldn't want that to hit people who are actually in the middle of the tutorial.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty funny, though. Maybe it could be, like, some sort of inane Monty Python reference. You just sort of cash out on that. It'd be great, guys. Come on. Stupid Monty Python reference. Come on, guys.
That particular Monty Python reference is so tired.
Well, which is why I'm being... Did you notice the sarcastic...
Oh, okay. Okay.
The
part where I was doing jackass.
I must be tired. What?
But the reference has big, sharp, pointy teeth. Look at the bones!
Yeah.
We just don't care.
Yeah, but listen to it. I mean, I honestly, like, the idea of the rabbit is not that funny, but the guy's performance is. The stammering and the, look at the bones! That's just, yeah, that's...
High humor.
The Enchanter is one of my favorite aspects of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Something call me Tim.
The bridge guy.
Yeah, the bridge guy is good.
Cactor Frankie says, hi, when trying to get trinkets from the sewer, it can be very maddening when none show up. Can you give us a better chance at getting them somehow, or maybe give us one as a freebie after we ascend or complete a quest or something? Thanks for all the great entertainment. You can always take a clover.
And it's always, it's like a pretty
like,
decent
chance. Yeah, it's like one in three or something.
Yeah.
40%, I think.
45, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 40.
Fred Levi says, what a fun quest. I always look forward to your Tuesday updates because they're always so cool. Keep it up. Oh, I keep it up. I talk hard.
And then he gets a necrosis of the penis, and it just smells like high hell for days until he grows a new one.
Thank you for that.
Fred Levi says, how long until there is one brick for every player in the game?
That'll happen eventually.
I would think that more players enter the game every day than bricks.
Yeah.
Although I put out like 20 the first day that I just magicked into existence because I like the bricks. So there's that 20 lead. I'm sure that'll make or break.
Mm-hmm. What if some of our players are bricks?
Yeah.
If they're thick as bricks, it might. They might just sit on a park bed buying little girls.
What if they're like a brick house?
Or a brick shit house?
They could be built like brick shit houses.
Wow. Yeah. There are a lot of bricks. It seems like there are about 600 to 700 made every day.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they don't go away, so...
That it will be. It won't be too long before there's one for every player at that rate.
Well, yeah, we have about 1,000 new signups a day, right?
Right, but the churn rate of deleted accounts is pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but a lot of those, I mean, accounts with, bricks also get deleted.
No, they don't.
Not really.
Well, eventually.
Oh, with bricks, with the ability to summon the bricks.
No. Yeah.
We should make a betting pool for when bricks will reach.
That's a good idea.
At the fair accounts, and
then we can make it the Kingdom of Bricks.
Yeah. Well, we've got 500 days of item tracking now in our database.
Woo!
Cool. It's totally not accurate though.
Well,
we really don't have like a month of accurate item tracking, or what has it been like 2 months since Zeno finally fixed that?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I fixed the familiar equipment tracking one like a couple weeks ago.
We also there was some missing shit in the meat tracking. We weren't actually looking into totals at meat in gift packages or a trade offer, so that was kind of goofy.
But now we've got it. Now we know.
Yeah.
Viriar says, how about an anti-Raffle House next, which has anti-Grimacite as prizes? When combined with Grimacite, there'd be a horrible explosion and you'd get a neutrino. What would a neutrino do? Same thing as the old Trino?
Probably.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to make that joke. I think you stole it, you bastard.
Yeah.
I hate you.
But you hate everyone because you're a xenophobe.
That's very true.
Zoranto says, how about auto-setting the used skill choice to select a skill from Thrust Smack if a ranged weapon is equipped? Huh.
Seems like an awfully specific case of fuckery.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's really worth messing
with. I think the better solution would be to make Thrust Smack not consume MP if it... is unable to be...
Oh, it does it? Currently consuming?
Yeah, it totally does. That's why...
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
We should fix that, yeah. Because that's broken. What he's suggesting is like an interface tweak to get around something that's broken. I'd prefer to just fix it.
Oh, it's my to-do list.
Sergeant Sword says, hey, guys, I was wondering, with all this controversy going around, what do you think of George W. Bush? I love him. I think he's a fantastic leader.
I think he would make good Soylent Green. You know, he's a pretty good guy.
I saw the first two-thirds of Stephen Colbert's White House correspondence.
Oh, I have that, but I haven't watched it yet.
That guy's got some big nuts.
Yeah.
I would have seriously been afraid that someone would kill me. Although that would look pretty bad for the president if he had
to just like make over the table.
Just start throttling him.
with like a big white cocaine mustache and like eyes all bugged out. That'd be pretty funny.
Sergeant Sword says, "Hey, Jake and Scully, question for both of you to answer. Are your wives gamers? I know Jezzerfly plays KOL, but how about Jake's wife? Yeah, my wife. My wife is old school. I met my wife through KOL. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, why does Blaine eat? Isn't he supposed to be starving himself?"
No, he's just locked in the box.
He'll get out any day now.
Ron says, "I'm getting World of Warcraft today, so look out for a Tauren shaman named Haduradaz. The name sounds fantasy-like until you realize that I was eating Haagen-Dazs and there was a Duracell battery on my computer desk." You can combine pretty much any two corporate names and make a fantasy name. Duracell works great. I'm also making a character Buracell Dan. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, will you need to have the onion shurikens to make an NPCR now?" Huh.
That's pretty funny.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know that I want to change it. I mean, if they'd been there when we made the recipe, it would require it, but...
Yeah.
They already requires the spoiler, so... You know.
Bunny Pandler says, "What would happen if someone never used their mosquito larva and ascended? It's a quest item. Would they just never get a mosquito?" No, they would be able to use the one that they got in the next run. It's not different, like, the first time so much as it's... Like, the council checks to see if you have the familiar, and if you don't have it, they give you the larva back. And then you can be all like, "I want my larva back, larva back, larva back."
One of the guys on the council is named Ribs, so you're like, "I want my larva back, Ribs."
Yeah.
And Ribs would be like, "Okay, here you go."
Enemy Lasagna said, "Hey guys, why is there no Gru Eggnog? Aren't spices just as awkward to acquire as spooky mushrooms?"
Spices are really easy to get.
Yeah. They're easier to get than spooky mushrooms, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not. It's
spooky
not.
Mushrooms aren't actually particularly hard anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what sign you are and everything.
Yeah,
it's a. Oh, that's true, because you can just. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a problem putting that in. I mean, it would make it so the Gruegg was useful on
Boostafarian
runs. Yeah.
Then if we do that, people are gonna want a
spleen item, which they're just not gonna get.
Yeah.
I mean,
expile situations are fun because.
But Gruair, jeez, would be kind of funny.
Oh man.
Oh no. Terrible.
Hey, didn't you just violate somebody's copyright?
I think so.
The word Gruyere copyrighted.
I better watch out for the Swiss Army.
Now, I hear they have really terrible blades.
What?
Well, I mean, if it's copyrighted in Switzerland.
Huh.
Because, I mean, it's like champagne. Like, the region in France, it's like the region in Switzerland.
Oh, I see. Gruyere. I didn't know the Gruyere was in Switzerland.
Yeah, it is. Good cheese. I went on a dairy tour in one of the farms there, and it was 5 Swiss francs for all the cheese you could eat.
Wow.
How much are 5 Swiss francs worth?
It's like a franc and a half per dollar when I was there in 1998. So.
They're probably use euros.
Wow, because I can eat a lot of cheese.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it was just tablespoon of cheese, and it was.
That's awesome. And then it's five bucks for all the cheese you can eat, but then it's like $400 for a laxative.
it was kind of funny because it's just this really small farm, and the farmer was sort of showing us his house and stuff like that. And we're in the kitchen, and he opens this door, which you kind of expect to be like a pantry or something like that, and instead there's a cow. Like, the door from the kitchen leads to, like, a room with just a single cow. He's like, "Yeah, this is where we get, like, our personal milk from." Like, it's just weird.
Huh. Do they drink the milk hot? Straight from the teat?
No. I don't think so. Most places will. You boil the milk. You'll go to a farm. Like, in France or something, you'll, like, go to a farm. They'll fill up, like, a bucket or a jug full of milk from the cow. And then you go home and you boil it to sort of...
Yeah, you can get... It's good because raw milk is good for a lot of baked goods and stuff.
Yeah.
Milk in the U.S. sucks because it's all pasteurized before you can get your hands on it.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't pasteurizing it just kind of the same as boiling it? I mean...
No, it's different. Pasteurization is... I think it's like 10 minutes at 140 or 5 minutes at 190. It's less than boiling.
And they have some sort of cold pasteurization process now, too.
I don't know.
Do they have some sort of cold play process by which they record a lot of very boring songs? Gleave says, "Was this trophy planned or spur of the moment?" It was the heat of the moment.
Which trophy are they talking about?
Oh, yeah. Has anybody found the...
No, not yet.
Other
no.
six?
So exciting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat. I would have really...
I would have assumed that would have been found the first
yeah.
time. No, I think that someone...
Yeah, but you can't get it right away.
It'll take a little bit.
Yeah.
I think so. I heard someone speculating about it, but no one really caught on.
Neat.
So someone has the right idea. I'm not going to say who. So, the you're entitled to the text is really funny for that one.
Yeah.
Discord Time says, do you guys tend to disregard questions that use abbreviations like the letter U or that goddamn lead speak? If you do, you shouldn't. A lot of the time I'll read them to make fun of them, and then I'll answer the question as though it were actually typed correctly. Because, I mean, we don't always get enough questions to fill up an entire show, so we take what we can get.
We don't really get a lot of lead speak questions.
Yeah. What the hell says... Actually, what he hell says... Alright, TPS drinks are about as good as superhuman drinks. Does this mean we'll see an equivalent of, say, mafia wines if people bug you enough? It wasn't so much people bugging us that caused us to make the superhuman drinks roughly equivalent to TPS drinks in quality. It was that I didn't like the idea, and I never really liked the idea that the best drinks in the game were just limited to people who had the sword, you know?
But to be fair... You know, the best drinking diet now involves one TPS drink and a bunch of other superhuman drinks.
Yeah.
So
they still have an advantage. I mean,
yeah,
it's just
and they're better for software too because they're less pulls.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's still advantages to the TPS drinks, but they're not so overwhelmingly powerful that having a tiny plastic sword makes you that's a requirement for speed ascending. And now booze is a lot more like the booze Teferians have a lot more reasonable chance at making a. Solid run, you know.
Or at least a semi-solid run.
Yeah, you know, a liquid run.
I don't think they want a liquid run. Although if you only drink booze, you probably have a lot of liquid runs.
We don't want
man.
To Opinion says, can you make it possible to have an option to only be able to buff a person once in a 24-hour period? It's a pain to try and remember names when you're randomly out buffing.
I think you're going to have to field your own problem in that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just randomly buffing people, what difference does it make if you accidentally buff one person twice? I mean, yeah. LlamaMan58 says, why do leprechauns summon more meat? Is it because they give the opponent leprosy? That's pretty funny.
It's 120 minutes of various bodily ailments with the Jig and the Reverb crew.
That was one of my favorite microbrews, the various bodily ale. Very musky. Gorblack says, will the new trophy be available next year? Which new trophy?
Well, let's assume for the sake of argument that he's referring to the firecracker.
I would say that we have the right to defer that decision for another 362 days.
Yeah.
Or so.
JLE says, is there anyone who has both the no pants and the festive dismemberment trophies? Probably.
Me.
I think... I think Armac was the only person who had every single trophy, and he missed getting the firecracker one.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Tim of Tim 3 says, "Why is the cymbal playing monkey creepy? Mine is really cute." You haven't read that Skeleton Crew story,
or watched any movie involving one of them, because they're always freaking creepy.
Or just seen one in person.
Yeah.
An episode of The Twilight Zone.
Or what was that one TV series that was based on, was it, that had like the antique shop? And like
Friday the 13th, the series.
Yeah.
That show was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that show when I was a kid. It just had nothing to do with Friday the 13th. That made me happy. Because fuck that Voorhees punk. Voorhees. Mr. Tim of Tim 3 says, Jake, you really need to stop wearing Aloha shirts.
Didn't you just get one?
Yeah.
As a gift?
Scully just got me a Jamaican shirt for my birthday. And I guess for his honeymoon present. Because he got my wife a shirt, too. And it's not her birthday. It's not today. You know what? I'm going to play It's Not My Birthday during break. That's a good plan.
Do you have Chibamato's birthday cake? You could play that too.
Gorblack says, the lucky rabbit's foot should be offhand, and the lucky rabbit's hand should be off foot. But I'm bummed.
Is the Lucky Rabbit's hand some sort of hacky sack?
What?
Let's see. Zorantho says, how about a Doc Galactic cocktail that restores all HP/MP to save an extra click? Don't forget the bulk discount.
That'd be pretty funny.
Gorblax asks, how did Lefty of the Department of Shadowy Arts and Crafts lose his right hand? He stole it from himself, and then he misplaced it.
Then it got stolen from him by someone else.
Gorblax says, happy birthday tomorrow, Jick. Would I be able to send a gift to your P.O. box? Yeah, I mean, they'll accept packages there. You certainly aren't. Are you going to send me a gift shop guy naming kit?
He is now.
Matt the Fish says, Warwolf, etc., rare drop, pina colada, and or perfect hair. I don't understand that.
You're revealed.
Spleenmaster says, you mentioned offering Comic-Con exclusives will be available when ordering stuff from the store. When will these be available? Also, when will the feelies be available? The Comic-Con exclusive item is not going to be available in the KOL store. What we were talking about was the, like, promo little choose-your-own-adventure book that we've made that Scully and Riff wrote.
Which is cool, by the way.
Yeah, it's awesome. Which we have thousands of sitting around. If we don't give all of those away at Comic-Con, which I don't know if we will or not, then we'll probably throw them into store orders. The feelies, Riff?
I am aiming for a KOL con for the feelies.
Ah, neat.
Which means they'll probably all sell out that week.
Yeah, which means they will probably sell out at the KOL con, but after that, I figure we can do like a pre-order sheet, and then every dozen orders we get or so, I'll make a batch.
Neat.
And then we'll send them out. I'm not promising for having them at KOL Con, but I think I can pull it off.
Di Vernon says, my clan has been discussing something you mentioned on a Jick show a few months ago, custom clan crests. We all think it's a good idea, and we'd get one if they ever happened.
Yeah.
There are some logistical issues that we keep running into when we're thinking about this.
Like, we have an idea.
We also have a dream.
And we have a dream. And if we build it, they will come. But it's one of those things where, you know, how many Mr. A's should you, you know, make it for? Is it
yet
10? Is that fair? Is that enough? Is that too many, too little? I mean, everyone in the clan theoretically gets to benefit from it. But, like, what size clan do we sort of consider optimal? Like a clan of like 4 people, that's a lot of resources versus a clan of 500 people. And then there's the question of how do individuals contribute towards the clan getting that, like putting a Mr. A into the stash is not necessarily an optimal method, you know?
And then what happens if the clan leader decides to disband the clan?
Yeah, like where does that quest just disappear? Or there are some problems for making it work. We've actually thought about it a lot too.
I mean, it's not that, you know, we could do it and just say, well, you know what, if your clan leader disbands your clan and you don't have the avatar anymore, like tough titty, you know. But we kind of want to avoid giving people the opportunity to fuck each other out of donation rewards. And so it's like, you know, maybe you just can't disband a clan with a crest, and then what happens if the leader wants to go to a new clan? I mean,
yeah, we have some sort of weird no-delete flag.
Can't you, I mean, a leader can leave a clan by making, can't a leader make someone else leader and quit?
Yeah. And I guess I mean, you know, it's just, what we want to avoid is, like, the leader just, like, you know, let's say the leader gets pissed at somebody, and then
They make a multi,
let it into the clan, make it the leader, boot everyone else, and then, you know, the clan is effectively gone. You know, it's just, it's like something that you can donate for that someone else can take away from you, and that sucks. And I can't really think of any other way to do it. I mean, theoretically, if you have a falling out with your clan, you no longer want to display your, like, identity clan crest with them, but, I mean, it's...
Suffice it to say that there's more than one problem.
Yeah. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, Dear Riff and Zeno, on a previous show you mentioned Yakitate, Japan. What's it all about?
Bread.
Have you
experienced this, Kevin?
I've never actually watched it, but I've gotten a synopsis of almost every show.
If you want, you can take it with you. We've got the whole thing here.
That's okay. I have access to it if I want to see it.
And it's about bread?
It's the story of the young Japanese boy, Azuma Kazuma, who has the mystical solar hands, which allow him to make excellent bread.
Yeah,
and his goal is to make a bread that typifies Japanese society.
Mm-hmm. So of course the show takes place in France.
Yeah, parts of it. Yeah,
I'm making this up.
It's like Iron Chef. Except it's an anime, and it's all bread.
And it's completely and utterly silly.
Yeah.
It's
hilarious.
I did see 5 minutes awesome. where solar hands are somehow being explained, and it was bizarre.
Yeah, it's completely contrived, but it's great.
Huh. That sounds like something just as good as all the other anime I've ever encountered.
Yeah, okay, did you watch Cowboy Bebop?
I made it through 2.5 episodes of Cowboy Bebop.
And I thought Cowboy Bebop was okay.
What about Samurai Champloo? Did you see that at all?
Samurai Champloo is great.
I never saw any shampoo.
I mean, I think Rick has it on Netflix.
Chamois cloth shampoo.
Have you not seen it?
No.
I'll have to dig out the discs, because I actually have copies. I just Netflixed it because I run a better copy.
I mean.
Okay. So you don't hate it just universally or sort of blank?
No, I mean, anything that is dubbed, I absolutely despise, because I hate the speech cadence just drives me fucking crazy. The extent to which I don't mind reading stuff as quickly as Japanese people apparently talk, but listening to words as quickly as talk is
most dubbed anime is terrible.
Yeah,
you gotta watch it with the subtitles.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, one thing that I liked. I watched the first run of Record of Lodoss War. That was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed Record of Lodoss War. Also because it's called Record of Lodoss War.
Yeah, yeah. Most American dubbing shops use second-rate subpar voice actors. So.
I mean, it's not even. I don't think you could pick actors to deliver the density and speed of
really
lines. I mean, it's just not something that works. You know, I like the speed and just absolute lack of inflection associated with the speed. Just I don't know.
The dubbed Cowboy Bebop I thought was actually pretty good.
Yeah, as dubs go, Cowboy Bebop is pretty good.
Much.
And no, I mean, Trigun has a pretty good dub too.
Yeah, Trigun. Is Trigun like the one that's like the weird Western?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do
that looked interesting. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty good. It's good. It starts off kind of silly and upbeat, but then
it gradually gets more serious as it goes on. It's
Ranma
a good series.
Ranma 1/2 was the first anime I ever saw, and it almost turned me off of forever.
Ranma 1/2 is an acquired taste.
God,
that's what I use when I'm making fun of anime. I
mean, that's something you could only definitely appreciate if you learn how to not take it seriously.
I guess. Gerbil Man asked if we're going to check out Maddox's booth at Comic-Con.
Oh my god, are you going to be there?
I am excited that Maddox has a booth at Comic-Con.
I'm going to have him sign my gut. No, actually, I probably won't.
Snake on a Plane is going to be at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
who?
Like a machete into Comic-Con? Because I would totally have Maddox autograph a machete, and then I'd be like, this is the greatest machete in the universe.
Would you have him engrave it with his teeth or something?
No, I could have him. That's what I could do. I could have him sign it and tell him that I was going to get his signature engraved on the machete. And then pass it down to generation.
You just, bring a rubber machete with you and ask him to sign it where you would want it to be put.
JLE says, is the Dispepsi Cola canteen meant to work with the new cola drinks at the White Citadel? No. The canteen is specifically designed such that you can only put cans into it.
Yeah, it's not a cup team.
Oh!
Hey!
God, now we've got not only the narrative, but also the horrible pun justification for it.
Yeah. Basically,
I'm there for you.
Yeah, basically anything that you can buy from an MPZ store will never work in the canteen.
Oh, Bunyip Andler says, why don't you use the gif of the cheetah in the new quest as the picture for the cat adventure in the castle? excellent plan.
Hey, are you going to do that like right now?
I think you should put it in the picture frame, though.
Ron says, I'm getting my computer re-imaged and need to back up everything. Wish me luck with remembering to back up everything. Good luck remembering to back up everything.
Yeah, don't forget to back up everything.
Computer.
Yeah. Also, you might try backing up your computer. That might help.
Yeah.
I want a computer that makes that beeping noise whenever you're backing it up.
Beep.
Oh.
Did you see that T. Sarducci asked, how about getting temporary blindness from drinking White Lightning?
Yeah, that's a neat...
That's a funny
that's
idea.
That's a good idea.
Idea.
I can do that, like, right now.
Yeah, give him, like, three turns.
That's make it so!
That's a really good idea.
Now that you get so much more White Lightning.
Yeah.
Let's see. Retrofrog says, please, / listen, and then clan that I have whitelist access.
That's never going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Because the way the chat works, that's just, that's
not
a big
not possible.
Sorry.
All clan channels are the same channel. It's just filtered by the clan that you're in.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the reason that we sort of made the whitelist is so that you can go talk to them if you want, but that's the closest we're ever going to come to being able to listen to other clans' chats.
Okay, White Lightning now gives three turns of temporary blindness.
Sweet. You just did that in the item spindler, too, huh?
Yep.
Hot shit.
Sexy.
It is getting so much easier to work on this game.
Yeah. You know, if it gets too easy, we'll probably just lose interest.
It's true.
So
yeah, we'll have to set it up so that before you can access the spindlers, you have to solve Tower of Hanoi. Or do a 15
like
puzzle
solving,
or something.
I'm solving Tower of Hanoi.
Well, then you're the perfect person to work here.
Yeah.
I think but it has to be a physical puzzle. I can't stand
okay.
It electronics. It's got to be, you know, with a set and three, you know.
Bunya Bandler says, would you guys please pronounce the word I phonetically like you do with the word ooh if it is not capitalized? Those things really piss me off. I mean, piss me off is what those things do.
What? How would you...
Yeah, how would it be any... yeah, okay, if they say, if they don't capitalize I, we're like, it was wondering.
That's
Ron says, on the Christmas/Halloween thing, please make a joke about decimal 25 equals octal 31. Oh, we will.
We will. We've done it before, we'll do it again.
We did it before, we'll do it again. The one with T.
Green say, when you free the king in hardcore, you get access to all your Hanks items and normal PvP rings. So why not get your normal perm skill back also? Because we don't want you to be able to hardcore perm skills that you didn't actually earn on this run.
Yeah. When we were first doing the testing, you could you could hardcore perm a softcore skill that was permed from the previous run, and it allowed you to do, like, a bunch of, I don't know, something that was really fast at the time, like a Disco Bandit run or something, over and over again, and meanwhile perming all sorts of softcore
perming skills
from other
hard
classes
to run in hardcore without actually earning it. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some music on, and we're going to
slap on some music.
I put a folder on the network drive called New Stuff from Riff that has some suggestions in it.
Well, okay.
Definitely play the Vanilla Ice versus Skinny Puppy one.
Oh, okay. What are these, MP3s from Riff?
Yeah. No, I think it's new from Riff.
New from Riff?
Yeah.
Nude. I don't know.
Riff
nude. It's not pleasant.
What am I looking for here, Riff?
Any of them you're interested in, but the one
I
want to hear.
I don't know where the directory is.
What? Oh, it's.
I don't know where the directory is.
It's called New from Riff.
Oh, New from. Okay, so it's not in the media directory.
No.
Like Vanilla Ice versus Skinny Puppy, 5 minutes long. Smells like Billie Jean. 4 minutes long. All right, so we got 10 or 11. I'm going to put in one or two more. What's this Kelp song?
That's that rather good guy.
Okay, we'll play the Kelp song. All right, guys, we'll see you in like 15 minutes.
Well, the rain falls down without my help. I'm afraid and my lungs get wet, though I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hoop that I'll never see that recipe again. As I walk, I think about a new way to walk. As I think, I'm using up the time left to think. And this train keeps rolling off the track, trying to act like something else, trying to go where it's been uninvited. It's not my birthday, it's not today. just my mother ain't. So I'm rattling the bars around this drink tank as greatly I should pour through the keyhole or evaporate completely. There'd be no percentage and there'd be no proof, and the sound upon the roof is only water. And the rain falls down without my help, I'm afraid. And my lawn gets wet, so I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hook that I'll never see that recipe again. It's not my birthday, not today. It's not my birthday, so why need my recipe? When the word comes down, never more will be grand. So I wish you were there. I was better than we could bear. And I'm not the only dust my mother raised. I am not the only dust my mother raised.
Brand new invention, yeah. Grab the hold of me tightly. Roll like a walking daily and nightly.
What it about?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll blow. Scream, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and whack a chump like a candle.
Yeah.
Go rush a speaker that booms. I'm pulling your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Yeah.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better get fools out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Jumping with the bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Bass to the point, no faking. Cooking in seeds like a pound of bacon. Running them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hot with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo. Rolling, hear my 5.0 with my ragtop down so my hair can flow. The girl is gonna stand by waiting just to stay high. No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I'm at the lesson, I'm heading to the next block. Yeah, yo, so I can get into A1A. Wearing less than bikinis, rocking in lovers, driving Lamborghinis. Cause I'm out getting mine, shades with a gauge and vanilla with a nine. Rain for the chumps on the wall, the chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshot, ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shell. Falling on the concrete real fast, jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper, the avenue's packed. Time to get away before the jack is jacked. Look on the scene, you know what I mean? They back me up to run it all, I don't mean. If it was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ performed it. I'm a lyrical poet, Miami from the theme, just in case you didn't know it. My sound, that created all the fake sounds. Don't let the shit kick holes in the time, cause my style's got a chemical spill. These were rhymes, envision, and feel. Conducting your forms is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to push it. Shape plays on the fade, slide like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, my rhyme was a drug, I sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized on the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here, where it's
body yearning and nothing I can help. Except the loss of love is slimy as you can't be killed. You'll be quite the best thing that I've ever seen. It's bendy and it's slimy and it's smelly and green. I love hell. I love hell. I love hell. I love hell. Satisfy my need. But that's enough to try and blow this up a chronic weed. The only thing that from me brings you joy to sleep and yell. Love is slowly riding, decomposing self. I love hell. I love hell. I love hell. I love hell. I'm going to climb with the heat is on, gonna prance the Celts to break it on. I'm going to climb with the heat is on, gonna prance the Celts to break it on. I'm going to climb with the heat is on, gonna prance the Celts to break it on. Going to Kilpamy.
Bienvenido a Kilpamy.
I love help, I love help, I love help, I love help.
Come on.
Hey, and we're back.
Woo! Woo, kelp.
Go chicken grease.
I was sustaining that word until Hot Stuff got back from the living room. It's a good thing he didn't take any longer, or I would have suffocated. And then everybody would have said, suffer and succotash. That sucker suffocated.
We're trying to coordinate all kinds of menu show for Comic-Con. It's getting very complicated.
Menu show. Menu show. What?
What?
We're coordinating menu show for Comic-Con?
Minutia.
Minutia. Ah, like those things.
Minuto?
Like those things Paul Atreides can see.
Yeah.
XYM says, shouldn't the lick face be an offhand item like the detective skull? No, 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 because you wear it on your own face.
Yeah, you hold the detective skull in your hand.
Like... XYM says, would it be possible for stats with values less than their bases to appear in red instead of blue? That's not actually too bad of an idea. How feasible, says XYM, is a sort by power button for hat shirts, weapons, and pants? P.S. Will there be a moxie slash power revamp for armor, or will power be changed to damage reduction? We may or may not do some kind of sweeping change to the way that armor powers work.
To figure out a way that we like
to. I have an idea that I like, but I'm not sure.
Maybe run it by a dead team or something.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to them about everything. Because something that I realized we were missing, and something that I realized that we could fix pretty easily, is right now, a seal clubber can't wear any better armor at a given level than a postomancer can, and therefore armor is kind of useless. It's like, so, but we thought about,
well, it's not that it's useless, it's just that it's not differentiated.
It's not differentiated, but it's like, it's, I mean, we can't, one of the primary advantages of, like, being a fighter class in most games is that you have much, much better armor than other classes.
We kind of have that, but it's that you can make better gear.
Yeah, and what I thought of, though, is that we should just start, we should differentiate armors. The now that we can just set, like, an arbitrary stat requirement, my idea was that we would have, like, you know, like, heavy, like, metal armor, heavy armor, all has a strength requirement.
Muscle.
And just has, yeah, muscle requirement, and just has much higher power than, like, similar cloth armor, which has a mysticality requirement, and then, like, you know, leather, which has a moxie, but it's not really leather. I mean, it's, like,
leather,
stylish
leather, yeah.
Stuff that has moxie requirements, and magically stuff that has mist requirements. And I mean, so, I mean, I think we can, I don't know. I mean, in a way, that still doesn't differentiate it per class, but at least differentiates it per stat.
Yeah, and, I mean, we can do that with... We can rethink a little bit about some weapons, too. Just instead of always having the ranged weapons always be moxie, they can be something else, too. I mean, like, there's all kinds of ways in which we could differentiate gear.
Well, we were already going to have the chef staffs be based on mysticality,
yeah, right.
So...
But, I mean... There's a whole range of possibilities in there. So,
Bunny Vandler says, the message you get when you use multiple tiny houses refers to them as if they were singular. Yeah. I can't think of a non-awkward...
Heist? Tiny heist?
But you go to sleep in the houses. I mean, it's like...
Maybe you should make it a totally different message where you...
Or you go to sleep in the tiny town.
We could make them not multi-usable.
That would solve that problem.
Or you just say, like, you go to sleep in the tiny house one by one. You just go nap in one.
For every tiny house you use, it appends another clause. That's you go to sleep in the tiny house, and then...
Or it could be you go to sleep in the house, in the house, in the house, in the house, in the house.
That boy, Jack built.
Boy, yeah. That'd be just like the meatsmithing guide.
Oh boy.
Which is my favorite multi-use item in the entire game.
Yep.
And there was the whole, like, Fernsworthy's ghost thing, too, the great, 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 great.
Oh, yeah,
great,
yeah.
Great.
Dr. Van Mojo says, why does the jewel-eyed wizard hat make a distinction between buffs and skills that have duration? Shouldn't it make all of your magic better?
Nope.
Just buffs.
It's because level 3 eroticism is a buff.
Yeah.
A question for Riff, Waterboo. Why can 1,000 blank white cards not be played with more than 6 people?
It could be. For every extra 2 people or less than that, like if you end up with an odd number, but for every extra 2 people, add an additional 15 cards, split up 5 blanks, 5 pre-made cards, and 5
I've got a
pre-used cards. But
I've got
once
my notion of quality over quantity, and
yeah, once you start adding more people, cards. The game starts getting more and more unwieldy and less satisfying.
Yeah, the breaks, the time between when you get to play and somebody else is, the time between your turns just gets to be kind of unwieldy and boring. Yeah.
So you can play it with as many people as you want, but it's best if you limit it to 6.
The most fun I've ever had with it was our, like, five of us that are sitting in this room right now, the 4 of us on the show and Scully, at the first summit. That was the most fun I've ever had playing that.
That was a fun game.
Because we were actually, like, kind of, you know, making up mechanics for the cards and playing on each other. I mean, it's...
it's fun when you start getting into interesting, like, meta stuff and...
I still like my rendition of Counterspell.
Didn't we also like replace every instance of the word? What was it? The instance of the word
Pilgrim of Turkey?
Yeah, something like that. Or turn some kind of
a
bird.
Thanksgiving mix up. All turkeys count as pilgrims.
Yeah, there was some sort of like. Bird.
And then the all pilgrims get +5/+5.
Oh yeah, that's right. We had like monster powers and stuff.
I still like my, the Tanqueray and Chronic, which was worth double if there's drama in the LBC, followed by the LBC Community Theater.
And then there was that was the game that had the Requiem for Jennifer Connelly?
No, that was the game at Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
All cards with dildos worth double. XYM says, this has always bugged me. The picture of the Grave Rober has a couple of dots or splotches floating above his arm. Blarg. That's his familiar. It's two smudges. You haven't found the 2 smudges familiar? Eventually the Grave Robber drops it. One of the hippies has a little scanner artifact also.
I mean, they are hand drawn, so these are gonna occasionally happen. I mean, it's authentic, right?
I would like to fix that. Honestly.
Someday there'll be one where there's right like now. A hair on the scanner. So the
coffee cup ring.
Oh, that'd be great.
It would have to be in color, though. I don't know what coffee cup rings translate well to black and white.
I like stuff with coffee cup ring.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We could make a just computer a wet computer by pouring a never-ending coffee on it.
Never-ending soda. That Mountain Dew, man. King of Chaos says, so when the Naughty Sorceress becomes level 13, if my multi is still in the middle of it, will I have to restart? Probably.
We're going to set everybody back to the base of the tower again, you think?
Everybody who's in the tower will probably get set back to the base of the tower.
So, that's the way we did it when Ascension rolled out.
I mean, we're going to warn people that we're going to do that. Anybody who's in the middle of it, it's like, yeah, sorry. Pamphlet Smell says, it would be cool if all soda items had contests on the bottle caps where you could win items. There aren't any bottles of soda in the game.
Yeah, they're all environmentally friendly.
Although, now that we've set up that system for the con stuff, we could do that.
That's true.
That'd be weird.
Fear Factor 7 says, shouldn't the new two shopkeeper icon for the mall say Mr. Blank and Mr. Somebody of the shopkeepers, not shopkeeper? I would support that. And just have it add an S if the one specific picture is chosen. That should be a trivial. Pickle4321 says, why don't the Mob Penguin cellular phones work? Because the Mob Penguins have not really reestablished their foothold in the whole organized crime.
They're busy.
Yeah.
They had lots of things to mine and lots of minds to thing.
Do you remember which hippie had the problem?
No.
One of them?
Oh, thanks.
Hippie 1, Hippie 2, or Hippie 3, dot guy.
Okay.
Pretty tough to choose.
Remus Lupin says, this is a great site, you guys. Kudos for the originality and just plain oddness of the site. We need more like this out there. Keep up the good work, Remus Lupin. Well, thank you, Remus Lupin. You only say that now because the moon's not out. You're going to be a big jerk once it's full.
A weird jerk.
One Ton Tomato says, how do you type with happy birthday, Jake? Ah, thank you. Gorloth says, I'm a collector of lime familiars named Gorloth and was wondering what the official number of Sabertooth lime familiars named Gorloth is. Well,
more than one, I'm going to assume.
Yeah, let's see. Gorloth. That was a robot querying the database. I'm a robot, totally.
Are you programmed for good or for awesome?
Wow, there are a good number of them.
Really?
Don't you get like a row total?
Yeah, I didn't. I just did a select star rather than a select count star. Unequipped, there are 253.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Equipped, there are 44. So, wow, you've got close to 300 familiars named after you, dude.
Neat.
Eminon176 says, please, please, please make familiar kills retain over ascensions as a birthday present to yourself. And if you wanted to make familiar kills retain as well, that'd be nice.
Isn't that what he just said?
Yeah. I mean, we are working on something.
Yeah, it's just really tricky because it's really dangerous and it runs the risk of me fucking things up.
Yeah, in order to do that, it requires some pretty big changes to the way things are handled on the back end. And it would be better if we did it the way Xenophobe wants to do it, and it would also allow us to preserve the kills, right? But it's just it's a scary project to implement.
Yeah, I'm kind of gun shy.
Yeah. Hogulus says, nice work on the White Citadel quest. Also, is there any reason to get White Citadel burgers as opposed to the cheaper fries? I wonder
if anything about the White Citadel burgers has changed.
the
name.
King of Chaos says, so, Jake Scully, are you going to watch Pirates Dead Man's Chest? We are indeed going to go watch it in about an hour. Or an hour and 40 minutes, I suppose. And, that's how I'm going to celebrate turning 30.
Uh-huh.
With a dead man's chest?
Yes.
About to get you a bottle of rum.
It's like 21 Jump Street versus Cthulhu.
That's interesting.
I'm excited about the movie.
Excited about 21 Jump Street?
Yeah, no, I'm excited about this Pirates of the Caribbean movie, because the Davy Jones guy is pretty obviously Cthulhu-esque.
Yeah.
You know, it's a green
not
tentacle
Not everything
face.
With tentacles is Cthulhu.
Everything that comes from the bottom of the ocean, which is green and its face is made out of tentacles, is like Cthulhu. I'm sorry.
A giant squid?
Not going to back down on that one.
It's not green.
How do you know?
Because they're white.
Really? They're not red?
Some of them are black.
Squids are white.
They're red if you cook them.
Yeah. Wait.
I thought they were
you're trying to trick me. You're not my
you'd
real
have to
dad.
Boil the entire ocean. Oh, no. I dropped my sandwich in the entire ocean.
That is one wet sandwich.
Pastion says, besides KOL, what projects do you guys have going on right now? Well, I'm kind of remodeling my bathroom.
I'm working on a interactive fiction game for the upcoming IF comp in September.
I'm photographing a wedding in Wyoming in a couple weeks.
I'm going on a road trip in August, during which the entire game will stagnate due to my lack of awesome applied in Kingdom lead direction.
All right, the Grave Rover and Hippie 2 have been fixed.
I'm eating rice with my fingers and dropping it all over my desk.
Where's the cat? Wouldn't he just eat that? Eat it right up?
Yeah, probably.
It's washing the window.
Why is the cat washing the window?
I didn't say he was washing the window.
Oh.
Eerie McEars closed.
Man, you mean Deafy McEars closed?
Maybe.
I should have that cat go over to my house if it does windows.
What?
It installs windows.
Critical Punning says, are there any plans to revamp the Pasta Mastery. Yeah, Pasta Mastery, although he says Pastamancy, which my mind was turning it into Pasta Mastery. Skill to summon more useful items in the dry noodles, which are now so much less useful at lower levels.
There are a lot of pastas that people just don't regularly make.
Yeah.
There are like 15 recipes that work at level 5. So
I would not be opposed, and I'm sure I'm going to open up a huge can of worms by saying this. I would not be opposed to making the Lomance cookable without the lock.
We've been perennially discussing that.
But I mean, what I would like to do is not fix whatever issue there is there by changing something, but just by adding some recipes at whatever level we want them.
See, that requires work, and mine didn't. That's why I like
But
mine
I mean,
better.
It requires very little work. I mean, if we make them cookable... if we make them cookable with stuff that already exists, none of the pasta dishes have, like, unique pictures. It's like it's like 5 minutes with the spindler, and there's a new recipe.
It's the work that I'm not very good at.
And these are, well, no, this is
but it's,
like,
but
it's
also the work
Tuesday
that you don't have to do, you know? It's like, I just say, you know... All we have to do is kind of look at the rarities and stuff, and it's, it's like...
Notice how my argument's past, like, the point where I suggested it was just bullshit.
Critical Punning also says, I love the new Guild Quest. Is it part of an ongoing project to introduce Guild Quest for beyond level 5?
Yes.
Aye, lad.
When eventually all the Guild Quests are completed, there will be at least one... Guild Quest at every level, some of them two, except level 7. For some reason, level 7 doesn't have a Guild Quest. But,
I mean,
there will be many, many quests gotten from your guild after all this is done.
The Leaflet is a Guild Quest, and the Nemesis is also a Guild Quest. They just haven't been moved there yet.
Yeah.
So. Have we forgotten? Have we not moved
I thought
the Leaflet yet?
You weren't going to move them until those NPCs were in.
Oh, right. Okay.
Originally, we were going to have the...
I thought the leader...
The leader gives you the Leaflet.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well then...
So we can move that anytime.
Whenever.
Yeah.
All right.
Which means that we'll just, for about, like, a month, we're going to get KMLs.
Yeah, people are going to have to get used to going and checking at their guild, but...
Yeah. I think that...
Once there's one or two guild quests every level, then people will start getting used to that.
Yeah.
I think that it might be worth our while, at some point or another, to put a guild link in the top menu.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't need to happen right now. It doesn't need to happen ever, but I think it would be worth our while.
Yeah, that would sort of clue people in on how much more important the guild is. I mean, now that the guild has kind of become important to high-level crafting, I mean, it's something that people are actually going to be going to a lot of the time. And, you know, there's going to be more stuff in there. More and more and more stuff in there.
Because we likes the guilds.
We likes the guilds with the bulletproof vests.
I like the guilds that go boom.
That go boom.
Yeah.
Dear Riff and the Rebalancers, says specific Spastic Dancer, why is the base main stat requirement for Whitey's Grove 37 when the monsters there are all about level 35?
They range from level 34 to 38.
39. Yeah,
that was a 39
there.
So stat of 37 puts you right in the middle of the range of what the monsters there are.
And that is fine. Vicious Weasel says, seeing a stainless steel / plexi stuff is hard to get. Shouldn't you get a bit more than just a few twinkly wads for it?
Nope.
Yeah. No. Bob128 says, is there or will there be a special item like a Mr. A if you send 10 pounds or 10 euros? No, not at this point. Because people keep trying to send various currencies, and it just goes into my piles of various currency things. But
I will personally make you a custom item if you send 10 pounds of euros. So, so just, you know, I'm going to open that up to anybody. 10 pounds of euros. I'll totally make you a custom item.
I would say that
you mean the sandwich?
Yeah, I would say that you would probably want
euros.
Yeah, this allow 10 pounds, because I would totally eat that. Actually, no,
although, you know, 10 pounds of sandwiches, if they were still fresh and delicious.
And that's the paper currency, not the euro coins.
Yeah, the euro coins. That 10 pounds wouldn't add up too much.
Yeah.
Critical Punning says, I've been sitting around in my house drinking margaritas all day, but I don't seem to be gaining any muscularity. What's wrong? Doesn't real life work just like KOL?
Yeah.
You have to go to sleep first. Don't you know that you can't build muscle unless you sleep a lot? Don't you know that bodybuilders sleep like 12 hours a day? Am I the only one who knows these
things? I guess that is.
Oh, wow.
Smokey the Bear says, I just wanted to thank you guys for the awesome show. I was on vacation the past week and on an airplane for 12 hours. Thanks for keeping me company with your podcasts. P.S. Has anyone ever told you that you sound like Adam and Drew from Loveline? Jake and Scully, respectively, that is. I would say that the way that I talk on air is pretty much modeled after the way Adam Carolla talked on Loveline. So that I'm glad it's working.
I just talk.
It's better than sounding like Ray Romano.
That's true. God damn it.
Or like Ben Stein.
Every time I think about bananas, I think about that bitch telling me I sounded like Ray Romano.
I don't get that at all.
No, this guy, I went to the grocery store once, and I was buying like a bag of oranges, and the guy in front of me had an entire shopping cart filled with bananas. So should have made the orange you glad I'm not buying bananas joke, but I didn't. I was like... after she rang him up and he left, I got up there with my bag of oranges and I'm like, yeah, my friend's coming with the rest of the cart filled with oranges. And she was like, are you serious? I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. She was like, you know, you sound like that guy on TV, that Everybody Loves Raymond guy. And then I just stopped talking because I was ashamed. And I beat her with the bag of oranges. Didn't leave any bruises. They were right about that.
Well, this must have been some really soft oranges.
Yeah. Yeah, I still don't know what the fuck was up with that guy, but, like, the guy literally bought, like, $400 worth of bananas.
Maybe, I mean, there was a rumor for a while that bananas were, there was, like, some problem in the banana-growing kingdoms
that
they were going to
so
stop being...
Rumor as like,
yeah, the bananas have been going sterile for generations.
Yeah.
And they're harder and harder to grow.
That, like, relatively soon, the banana as, I mean, since the banana, like, every banana that we've ever eaten is exactly the same plant. It's like not, there is no genetic diversity at all.
So a single disease could wipe out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I think like banana trees only produce bananas once, and then you need another tree.
Huh.
Yeah. There are a bunch of different varieties of bananas out there, though, that people just don't regularly eat.
Well, right, there are. And in fact, apparently, the bananas that we eat now are not the bananas that like our grandparents had.
No, the Cavendishes are pretty new.
Those went bad.
They
But
what?
I'm just kidding. Like they made banana bread out of them after they turned black.
Oh, I see. Right, because that's what your grandma does with bananas.
The
kind of bananas that people used to eat, the kind of bananas that you used to get at the store, went extinct in, like, the 50s.
Huh.
Right, so we're using, like, the next best one. And, you know, there are, like, sort of anecdotal reports that, like, bananas just aren't as good as they used to be or whatever.
Yeah.
But we are pretty much eating the tastiest variety of banana that exists.
Theoretically.
I mean, maybe it's just the one with the widest mass appeal.
There are these tiny little bananas that are awesome. I guess I've only ever had
plantains
those
are pretty
in
good
Africa,
if you try.
But, like,
yeah.
Plantains aren't really like plantains. I think of more like vegetables than fruit, though. Like they're the first time I went to New York, Mr. Magnifico actually took. He didn't take us to this restaurant. He took us to this part of Brooklyn that we were wandering around, and then we found this restaurant. But they had these plantain chips with salsa that were fucking delicious.
You take a plantain, you slice it diagonally, you smash it.
No, you fry it, then you smash it, then you fry it again.
Yeah, yeah. And then you dip them in this mixture of ketchup and mayonnaise. And
you
salt them a little bit. But it's just, it's awesome. It's from, it's a Puerto
Rican. They're like French fries, except not potatoes at all.
And delicious.
Yeah, but yeah, for just out of hand eating, I'll stick with my Cavendishes, which are the common variety banana. Fun fact.
Glebs asks if any of us ever had to run a mile. I believe that I had to run a mile in PE when I was in high school.
I've run many miles.
I've walked miles.
I've
never run
school.
One.
I've never. I've walked miles in other people's shoes.
Yeah, and I'd do it 500 times more.
I haven't done it in somebody else's shoes though, because
I don't think I've run a yard
in somebody else's
in the last like 10 years.
No, did you not run when we were doing laser tag?
I didn't really. I kind of hopped around.
Yeah, I kind of like jogged.
I think that's why you came in last.
Well, no, the reason that I came in last is because I spent most of my time shooting those targets that shoot you back with their "you don't have any points, Ray." And I'm like, stop calling me Ray. I am not fucking Ray Romano. And then they were like, beep, beep, beep.
And then because we could hear you yelling, we always knew where you were.
Yeah, I know. No, the other thing was we went into the, we played laser tag the other night. Me and Hot Stuff and Riff and the wife. And
this one guy who...
Yeah, this one guy who was like an army sergeant.
Yeah.
Outscored us by triple. But yeah, so Blacklight, and I went in there wearing this like oversized white shirt and khakis. So I was kind of just like glowing. I'm like, oh, look, it's the magic glowing giant sailboat. I think I'll shoot at that.
See, the trick is to cover up the sensor arrays with your arm.
Yeah, that's what the army guy was doing, and it kind of pissed me off.
Well, I mean, if you're that army, what else are you going to do with your arms? You know?
And so...
Blue E-Penis Ranger says, so, if you're wearing an item that increases spell damage and you're doing the Baron's Quest, won't the dictionary do more damage? No, that's an item, not a spell.
You know how terrible the chat is in the Baron's Quest, though?
Yeah. A little in World of Warcraft joke. You know, underneath Chuck Norris's beard is not a chin, it's just another fist.
Gee, I heard that George Washington is like 30 goddamn dicks.
Like 30 goddamn dicks, yeah. Doc Trauma says, Johnny Depp owes me money, that is all. Dr. Van Ben Mojo says, I would like to get a custom avatar, but I'm not sure if my idea is okay. Is there a way I can get an admin feedback on it before I donate? How should I go about this? If you make a mock-up of it or just describe it, you know, pretend you're sending a request, like, we'll... I don't want to...
Zlyane does it like a first pass.
She'll do a first pass, and she'll if it's questionable,
pretty good
she'll
idea
send it to us.
Think,
like,
right.
Like just ask, you know.
Use that report bug link.
Slasher says the Hank's glass thing only works for the first item, not the ones below it. Well, I mean,
what?
That's better than
no.
We're not going to put 20 magnifying glasses.
Oh.
Yeah,
if you expand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just suck it up enough.
Yeah,
try a little harder.
The item
time.
Up there. Yeah, I mean. Amplitude says, yo, it's Friday here in the state that doesn't currently exist due to budget disputes. Happy birthday, Jick, you old fuck, and happy birthday, Radio KOL. Props to the Radio KOL staff for all the work they do. My question is, what the hell is Con 3 called? It needs a snazzy title.
Famous titles, Mr. Connery.
DEF CON 3?
Anal bum cover?
DEF CON is an actual con.
Yeah, it is.
But it's going to be DEF CON 3. Which is a much more serious stage of...
Internet serious business.
Yeah.
Internet Con 3D. It could be KOL Con 3D.
What does D stand for?
KOL Con 3 Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo?
Electric Hana Lee? I always wanted to go to Hana Lee.
Is that a real place?
Well, it's where Puff the Magic Dragon lives. I don't know how to spell it. And I don't really understand the whole Puff the Magic Dragon thing either.
It's all about marijuana.
It basically. Seems like a really bizarre thing to expose little kids to. And
it's hot?
Well, I mean, it's just about... No, I think that's just an urban legend, but...
Well, that means it's true.
I don't know, it's just like an imaginary friend story. Although, doesn't Puff, like, die in the end or something?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I mean, you're thinking of Puff Daddy.
They roll him up in Jackie Paper and smoke him. Evang says, Tony Danza isn't extravagant, so I, for one, am glad it's gone. Smithmaster says, sorry if this is a double send, but who are your favorite Muppets? I like Waldorf and Astoria. Actually, is it Waldorf and Astoria? It's Waldorf and something.
Statler.
Statler
and Waldorf. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're cool.
I would say that Yoda is my favorite Muppet.
Yeah.
I kind of like that Eagle.
Yeah. Sam the Eagle.
And, I mean, I kind of like Kermit. You know.
And the Prawn. I like the Prawn.
I like the Prawn.
He's kind of new, but he's good.
Enter the Wumpus, whose name I like.
Snuffleupagus.
He was always.
You know, it's Snuffleupagus.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not Snuffleupagus as I always thought it was. It's Snuffleupagus.
Apparently, he's like a regular character and is completely visible now or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
And they also changed the counting song. It goes up to 14.
But they didn't actually change the bottom of the counting song, right?
They just added
13 and
14.
It.
Yeah.
Well, how the hell are kids supposed to be able to keep up with that? That's just like...
I don't know.
It's like...
That's progress, man.
Yeah, it's like...
I still remember when Mr. Whipple died.
Mr. McFeely.
I don't remember Mr. McFeely dying.
I only vaguely remember.
Was he like the pedophile?
He was the mailman.
He was the mailman on Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. He
was like... I still like the Bloodhound Gang song about Mr. Rogers, which includes the line, "Why are you inside my house? You're just my fucking mailman."
So. I like that Mr. Rogers wins the ultimate...
Yeah.
I like Mr. Rogers. He was neat. There was this video linked to on Metafilter of him doing, him speaking in front of this like Senate subcommittee that was deciding whether they were going to continue funding for public television, and he was just like such a good dude that they gave him $20 million. Like, I like it when stuff like that happens. You know, it's kind
of it's crazy. He was like one of the few television personalities that is actually genuinely that way. Yeah.
Andrew the Wumpa says, "What game system flavors do you have in the office?" I brought my GameCube over here, and we got a PS2.
We got PS2 and a bunch of DSs.
Yeah, say enough Game Boys to choke a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. There's a ton of, because Xeno's got the micro and the Rip's
which
got
is fucking broken.
Really? Your micro broke?
Yeah, the R button doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I've been going through Metroid withdrawal stuff.
Maybe you could dismantle it. Maybe it's just like a loose connection.
I don't know if they have a screwdriver small enough to get at the little...
You know what you gotta do? You gotta go to Buffalo Wild Wings. They have one of those games where you drag your finger through the maze, right? And one of the prizes for winning that, which I believe is just technically impossible, is a Game Boy Micro. You could get one for $1 if you could work up your maze skill.
I think I'll just, next time I'm bored, I'll go to Fry's.
Yeah, go to Fry's and buy another Game Boy Micro. Yeah. You could just play games that didn't require the triggers.
Yeah. I only play Metroid on the Micro, though. That's the thing.
Evang says, "Is there an alternate reality where the naughty sorceress is a sweet schoolgirl or something?" Well, there's the past. She was a sweet schoolgirl.
I don't know that sweet is necessarily the right. Unless you're thinking like
coquettish,
sweet.
Yeah, coquettish schoolgirls are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I can not talk.
Dude!
Well, that's such a good book. I'm not kidding.
And The Professional.
Yeah.
I like The Professional.
So do I.
In fact, I'm going to Netflix that.
Yeah. I've only seen the director's cut.
Yeah, don't look at that one. It's not a happy one.
A girl that the pretentious artist was dating got me that for my birthday one year, randomly. I'd never seen it or said anything about it. She was just like, "I thought you would like this movie."
It turns out it's sort of right.
I like that. What is it? Jean Reno, right? That actor. I like him. He's good in everything he's ever been in.
He was good. He was surprisingly good in that video game he was in. One of the Onimusha games.
I remember seeing that. I remember seeing the like digital version of it.
Yeah.
I still stand by my assertion that the original, that first Mission Impossible movie is really good.
I have that.
I enjoyed it. Although I would have enjoyed it like a million times better if they had been able to convince what's his name, the guy, that white haired dude, to actually play that character that he played in the series, who is also in the movie.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
What the hell
about
is that actor's name?
Is it the guy who John Voight played? Like the
guy who John Voight played.
I forget his character's name.
I'm gonna
the guy who originally played him. You mean?
Yeah.
I don't. I have that Netflix.
It would have been cool if it was Leslie Nielsen.
It's Mickey Rooney.
Jim Phelps is the name of the character. Yeah. But yeah, if they'd been able to get the original actor to play that character in the movie, I would have enjoyed it a lot more.
I like John Voight quite a bit. I mean,
Did you ever watch? Did you watch the TV series?
I never watched the TV series
because I was so used to that character being Graves. What's that guy's name? Something Graves.
Michael Graves, the guy who does all the
the
industrial design for Target.
Peter Graves, I think.
Peter Graves.
I don't know, but it's just the character didn't seem like the same guy because it wasn't the same actor that I was familiar with, and therefore the plot twist didn't strike me as hard as it otherwise would have.
I see. I gotta say that. That was one movie that I did not mind Tom Cruise in. Tom Cruise is pretty hit and miss with me. Like, I liked Vanilla Sky a lot.
I didn't actually see
that. I mean, a lot of people... that seems to be pretty polarizing. People either like it or hate it.
The original movie was much better.
The Abre Los Osos or whatever.
Mission Impossible. Yeah. Mission Impossible has, like, one of my...
Yes, open your bears.
What?
Yeah. It's about surgeons in the Ozarks.
I think Mission Impossible had my favorite movie quote, Hasta lasagna, don't get any on ya.
Oh yeah, it's also got that whole, it's got the advantage of killing Emilio Estevez, like, very, very early in the movie.
How can I tell if the version of The Professional they have listed on Netflix is the director's cut?
I think the director's cut is called Leon the Professional, and the other one is just The Professional.
You can just go to Jig's house and steal it from him.
Oh, that's true, you could just borrow it.
Oh, yeah, that works.
I wouldn't mind.
So anyway, this is 10 dozen minutes of us talking about which movies we should borrow from each other. I'm actually going to step out of here for a couple minutes and get myself a beverage. You guys should answer some questions. In that meantime.
Let's see. Goroblack says bricks are autosyllable. Goroblack, you
are
full of shit.
Wrong. I just tried to remote form submit and it still doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm slightly smarter than that.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You are full of shit. Let's see. Evan says, is the Cherry Cloaca Cola really a dyspepsy twist? No, a dyspepsy twist is whenever you drink a lot of gasoline.
What?
You know. Everyone on the radio can totally see the motions I'm making with my hands right now.
Even with the hand motions, I'm still lost.
You know, your intestines go...
When you drink gasoline?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just making shit up.
I know mine would.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Ask another question.
Sure. Or maybe I'll answer another question.
That
instead.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike DePoor says, the ghost of the English language recently appeared in Food Court Chat. What's up with that? The ghost of the English language can go wherever the hell he wants, man.
Yeah. Walls don't stop him. He's a ghost.
Yeah. That's the advantage of being a ghost.
Although he doesn't eat, so maybe a food court is not where you would typically expect him to show up materialize.
This good or bad English is there to be rewarded or punished.
Respectively.
The ghost can appear.
Yeah.
It's like his superpower.
Yeah. Not a very good superpower, but he takes the good with the bad.
Yep. Somebody's got to do it.
Hey, I'm back.
Woo! Confusion says, I just wasted a month of my life. Curse you, Jit! Curse you!
What happened?
Yeah, he kind of left it open-ended.
It could be any number of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about the ghost of the English language and bricks. It was great.
Jamaican Castle says, you should put a puppy mill next to the plans.
That's going
to
be a totally separate game. And by that I mean we're not going to do it.
We might.
We probably won't let anyone else.
Probably not, but you never know.
you know the army gets most of their officers from the general mills?
I thought that was where they ground generals into all-purpose flour.
Oh, right. The ones who get injured on the way in there have to go to a general hospital.
Faster Than You says, hey guys, can you make some really crappy ultra rare item that drops at the icy peak so farmers will actually get pissed when they encounter it due to low meat drops?
That'd be awesome.
Which is funny and Well, funny like in all kinds of ways.
There was an ultra rare monster that dropped like cat gut.
it should, but it would have to have an animated icon.
Actually, that'd be interesting.
Oh man! Just drops a lot of or just have it like turning into a violin. It's just like take a flash animation, just draw a violin and a cat gut and have it morph. Let me take screenshots along the way and make it into an animated guide.
Huh.
I'm thinking about this way too much. Don't mind me. But basically, I just want people to think that violin strings are still made from cat gut. Oh, let's keep this ship rolling here.
Maildwin says, are you ever thinking of adding races to KOL player characters? No. Maybe in KOL 2.
Yeah. If we did that, we had to add racism, and I don't think that we're going to make this a hate game.
I mean, the leaderboards are kind of races, right? Who can do things fastest and stuff?
Oh, wait a minute. What are you thinking? Were you talking about, like, a race? Like, it's a race. I'm winning. Was it?
I think you just missed the train there, Dick.
Yeah. It's okay.
Choo-choo!
Chug-log. Turns out it's also Black Belt Duck's birthday today.
Oh, well,
I mean, today is not really my birthday.
No.
Tomorrow.
Well, today is her birthday.
Well, then.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to Mr. Skullhead's older sister, too.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of birthday people in this region of
time.
How
many people is it that you need to have in one room to have extreme, like, over 50% chance of one?
I think it's like 30 people.
Actually, it's less than that. It's 23, actually.
23 people to have a 50-50 chance of two of them having the same birthday?
Yep.
That's nuts.
So, the likelihood that there are 23 people playing the game at any one time is pretty high.
Yeah.
Hail Eris.
Slashor says, if you were any KOL monster, what would you be?
I'd be
those angels from the Violet Fog.
Probably be a gnome of some sort.
I would be really interesting wallpaper.
The flaming meat blob.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh. Garnet Swift says, I was curious, how many raffle tickets get bought in one day? Varying numbers.
Depends on how useful the item is that day.
Lots.
Yeah. At least 11,000.
Well, no, there's pretty much always over 150,000 tickets bought. Sometimes it goes up to like 400,000 or 500,000. It depends on the item that's there. And like,
yeah. Usually the Guayabaras sell the most because they're the plus monster level greatness.
Evang says, why does the Seal Clubber look sad? Well, because he's sad.
He doesn't like his job. He has to come into work on Saturday and Sunday.
Evang says, are there any things in the game that you regret programming but have left in? I regret the lack of a mall tax.
Yeah.
I kind of regret
the chow mains.
Well, we fixed that.
Yeah, sort of.
Evang says, what areas are going to be majorly revamped with NS13? The Spooky Temple, the Palindome.
What do you mean by majorly revamped?
I would describe what we did to, as a major revamp, to Whitey's Grove.
Okay. And there's a couple of areas that... There's a couple areas that are going to get much, much more complicated, and some new areas. So
yeah.
The Werewolf comment was a reference to the song Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon, apparently. RedMage13 says, I'd like to just say that me love whoever referenced Chibo Motto's birthday cake long time.
That's me.
Who's Chibo Motto?
This very hard to understand Japanese band. It's good. All their songs are about food.
Unsane says, any thoughts on ultra rare skills? Perhaps fruit summoning? Same drop mechanism as the ultra rare items. Yeah, we actually...
I came up with a skill a long time ago that I still think we should try to figure out how to implement sometime.
Yeah, we were talking about some stuff like that, but even we got this list of like potential new ultra rares that we've been meaning to put in for a while, and one of them is something that gave you some kind of skill, but I don't remember what it does. Or the idea was that maybe you would get like you would get a wizard that would drop one of like three books to make sure to make those skills even rarer. I don't know. Enter the Wumpa says, you didn't talk a whole lot about City of Villains last week. What did you think of it? I didn't like it at all. I was angry that it was just like City of Heroes, only you were killing cops instead of robbers. Ebang says, are there any new clan functions you're coming up with in your crazy minds? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Kiki the Blonde suggests something that you should not say out loud to anyone else, because that's a cool idea.
I don't get the reference.
Yeah, I'll explain it to you.
I saw UHF a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Mm, it was, I like the 1980s CGI.
Oh, the
video, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean that was like a direct ripoff from the actual Dire Straits video.
Yeah, totally.
That was neat.
I really appreciated that because it was like viewing a window into the past.
Yeah, Weird Al is awesome. You know, that movie more than anything proved to me that Weird Al is the second coming of Christ. He can predict the future. He put Michael Richards on television acting like an idiot, and it became the most successful thing ever. Just like Larry David did several years later with Seinfeld. Weird Al can see the future. He also he brought this dude back to life after he got killed once.
Well, that's
seriously
a theory that was sounds like it was formulated with pharmaceuticals.
Evang says, what is your favorite tattoo?
Mine is the one on my arm that says Kickman.
Glowy box. A glowy box. I really like from the Jackass show Steve-O's tattoo on his back.
The photograph of himself. Yeah, that's pretty.
That's my favorite tattoo.
The one that he got on the Jackass movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He got a smiley face tattooed on his arm, but in the back of a Jeep that Henry Rollins was driving over sand dunes, 100 miles an hour, just this like splatter of ink all over his arm.
His arm was bleeding really badly. Yeah.
Phoenix is trying to convince me to get my tattoo tomorrow for my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you getting?
I want a Sword and Martini guy on my forearm.
Have you been trying the whole temporary thing every day?
I mean, I did for a while. I did for a long time. It's just, you know, the thing with that is that after, like, the second day, those temporary tattoos get really nasty looking, and it's like I'm afraid to take a shower. And I already don't take showers very often, so that was really, yeah. Unsane says, will you be adding randomization of effects in the tower entrance at NS13? Yes, I will.
You're not going to like it very much.
Yeah, you're not going to like it at all.
Sorry.
Evang says, Speed Racer was like the best American dub ever. Oh, man. I don't like Speed Racer.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Speed Racer either, to tell you the truth.
I like the buttons on his steering wheel, but that was the only thing I liked about it.
I was a big fan of Mysterious Cities of Gold. I torrented that recently, but I haven't watched it again yet. I don't know if I'll still like it at an adult age rather than at, like, 8 or however old I was when I watched it.
See, I wasn't even aware that it existed until I was, like, 18. Until MTV started playing it again.
Oh, did that.
And I just was not at all interested in it. It was like, I just don't get this. I remember this guy who was a cook at the restaurant that my first job was at, washing dishes, talking about how the single reason that he liked Speed Racer was because whenever the cars crashed, they, like, whenever he was, like, racing against some bad guys and he ran them off the road, their cars just exploded and implied that they died. It wasn't like G.I. Joe where they'd blow up a plane and you would always see the Cobra guy parachuting out. It was like they would actually kill the bad guys in Speed Racer. And then, you know, I can see liking that. Zalan says, regarding the clan emblem, one Mr. A to get your clan the emblem and one Mr. A to enable your account to show the emblem. That way it's a player flag and can't be taken away except for the initial one Mr. A investment, and it's something that people can work towards for themselves and still help others. But then you would be able to, you'd be able to choose between the crests of every clan you'd ever been in when you...
It'd be like a guild tabard where, depending on which clan you're in, it would just display, which would be weird with whitelists.
you know.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. So yeah, it just you basically buy with a Mr. Accessory the ability to display a guild crest if you're in a or a clan crest if you're in a clan that has one.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's an interesting idea.
It is. It's not. I mean, that solves our problem of like you know the clan with 4,000 people in it getting the same benefit for the same number of Mr. A's as. I mean, I don't know that one Mr. A to put the thing up there. I mean, maybe five to put it up there,
maybe
and then
five for a clan to buy it, but still.
And then one for it to show up.
But then once you've paid that one Mr. Accessory, you always will be able to display. Although I can see why the suggestion is for one, because then you could still theoretically destroy the clan, and it would you'd lose something, but it wouldn't be.
You'd lose, but yeah, I mean theoretically only the maybe only the leader would be able to buy the crest for the clan.
Yeah.
The crest, the way that we conceived of actually making the crest was kind of cool because we sort of you can either have a custom avatar inside a kind of shield or whatever, or you can have various arrangements of either three or four item or effect images,
huh.
like images that are just already made. So those would be neat, you know, interesting. We wouldn't allow like duplicates, you know, between clans, and it would be much nicer than what you know there is now, which is nothing. It'd be much nicer for us to make if it used the same guidelines as custom avatars and. Yeah. Shaft 1986 says, any chance we could get Phoenix and Nama show hosted on Asymmetric Net like this show is? Come on, Jake, support your wife's rabid listeners. 4 a.m. is too late to hear all of it. I would gladly put it up there if somebody recorded it and sent it to me. Since Nama does the broadcasting, I don't have any control over actually getting it recorded. And, yeah, so, sure. If anybody is recording those and wants to put them up somewhere where I can get them, I will gladly host them because I would like for there to be copies of them up, too. But,
for posterity, make your children listen to them.
Yeah, yeah, that would be really embarrassing.
Yeah,
we have kids, sure, and then years later, we force them to listen to these radio shows where we're where she's talking about sucking dicks, and I'm talking about Johnny Depp. Oh man, my dad is such a dork, and my mom's kind of a whore. Dark Half says, why do onion shurikens deal sleaze damage? Wouldn't it be stench? Or does that purple damage text signify nothing? It is full of sound and fury, but it does not signify nothing. In fact, it signifies something. It's sleaze damage because it's greasy. Grease equals sleaze. Sleaze equals grease. Quietust says, the ultimate WoW sparkly image is only in its item description. If you look at one in the mall, it still uses the non-sparkly picture. Yeah, that's because I need to do what I'm about to do right now.
Oh! I wish that it didn't require that, but I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, there's some stuff
like
that...
If I had, like, a cron script that just checked in a directory every minute for a refresh flag and just ran it like that...
Well, you know what we could do, actually... We could store those files in the directory that gets automatically disted out.
Yeah.
And we could just update it into there and then not... We wouldn't have to manually push it.
Yeah.
But although, can the script update the files? It can, right?
No, there's some sort of weird permission issue that I haven't worked out yet.
Okay, but I feel like we could easily make it so Apache on the dev server would have access to write to those files.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter that Apache doesn't have access to push it out to the other servers, because the automatic dist process would push it out to the other servers.
This wouldn't be automatic.
Yeah, it wouldn't be automatic. It would. I mean, but it would always update within 5 minutes of us updating something, so it wouldn't be a big deal. That you know, nothing. There wouldn't be like.
I'd still get 50,000 reports of it's not working in the mall. Yeah, whenever I like screw something up, like the slightest thing up with the mall, I always get a million bug reports because people apparently just rabidly love the mall for some reason. I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm going to look through these questions. We've only got a minute or two before, because we really need to get going. They're saving seats for us inside the theater.
Yeah, and I just sent some other people to go ahead to help hold the row.
Oh, so. who's
Scully and Sly. And
oh, I see. I see. They know which theater. What, did you give them some of the
tickets
and stuff?
I gave them the whole deal about the... We changed theaters and stuff like that.
Alrighty. Warblack says, hey, Jake, what shirt size are you? I usually wear, like, an extra large t-shirt from the American Apparel ones, at least. Large, extra large.
Did you guys see the Bigglesworth? Have you seen this stuff about kitten huffing on the encyclopedia?
No.
It's the funniest site I've seen since my friend did the Bonsai Kitten site. That was
really? You know the guy that did the Bonsai Kitten?
Yeah, he went to MIT. The FBI came and confiscated the computer because they thought that it was, like, the ASPCA contacted them and they came and did an investigation, and then they were like, here you go, and had it back, because it was clearly just a humorous site.
Wow. But, yeah. You know everybody.
No, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it turns out everyone on the internet works for me or knows people who work for me. Yeah.
I don't know anyone who works on the internet. What the hell are you talking?
Dumbass says, are you working on a kid?
They've got, like, those ratchet guns.
they're raising a baby goat in their backyard.
Gleeb says, could we get the White Citadel worker avatar for our store? Yes, I would.
I could put that in.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Because this guy in a paper hat.
Ideal, yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably, if I find things that just work, I'll probably just add them in as I see them.
Yeah, that's...
It's just the sort of thing that I just feel like I can update randomly and no one will bitch too hard.
Evang says, what is your favorite quest, even counting NS13, if you'll please spoil us? My favorite quest, at this point, my favorite quest is the level 12 quest for NS13, which I'm not going to tell you about. Because it's just... It's easy... It's easy to code, but it's complex to go through, and it's
non-linear.
It's going to be so neat. It's just so different than anything else that we've done, and it makes me very happy that we figured out a way to pull it off.
I like the next guild quest we're putting in, which is the unspoilable puzzle one.
Yeah. No, that is a neat thing that's been that. I mean, you wrote that like 2 years ago.
I think I wrote that before I like worked for us. Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
And the reason it was a long time ago. It involves no milk. So
yeah. Yeah. Totally. And if you can't solve it, it's okay to cry.
Yep.
We should hand off and
yeah. Sorry, I'm gonna see if all right. Merrick says that he's ready, so I'm gonna find a shortish song. How about New from Riff? There's a
Mr. Egyptian is good.
Mr. Egyptian. Okay, so we're gonna play Mr. Egyptian, which is a couple minutes, and I'm gonna ask Merrick if 2 minutes and 30 seconds is okay. And then I'm going to wait for the little hand icon to show up on Gay I Am and make sure that it's okay with Merrick that I'm giving him 2 minute and 30 second countdown.
This is great.
Yeah, this is the best radio ever.
Merrick got to be answering me.
You know, like, radio's supposed to be transparent, so you don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw them.
Hannah Lee is apparently H-A-N-A-L-E-I, according to C-Spark.
That's not pronounced.
Spastic Dancer says, no, it's the road to White Citadel where monsters go up to level 38. Whitey's Grove only goes up to 36. You should at least take into account the fact that most people have a shiny ring by then. Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. It's an
Dumbass says, if I arranged a KOL meet in Sydney, would you come? My wife would want me to say yes. Maybe.
Chick would hate the 24-hour flight.
Yeah, so. That would suck. Yeah. Although a 24-hour flight is probably better than a
3-hour tour.
17-hour flight. I mean, because at least you're just, you know, spending an entire day on a plane, and that day might have snakes. Anyway, I'm going to hand off. We'll see you guys on Monday, me and Scully Wolf.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Good night.
What? What country are you from? He says something like Abu Dhabi dumb. I said, ain't no country I know. I said, I'm from Texas, now give me some oil. He says something like, no oil at midnight. I said, some of my Indian friends speak better English than that. Yep. And he says, no go digging again. I said, don't go giving me none of that goddamn no go digging shit. Forget the oil, I need some gas. So I pumped $5 in my truck, thinking about giving his ass here. Yep. I walked up to the window, I slipped in my five, and he said, $6 in some goddamn Arab jar. And that's when I told him, Mr. Egyptian, you're a goddamn liar.
Ain't no country I know.
Sure.